I want to say thank you all for being here. Good morning. I'm Tim Fenley, chairman of the board of Great River Economic Development Foundation, and we do really appreciate you all being here. I'm going to keep this brief this morning. We'll let Marcel get back to work here, but with that, as you all know, Jim Mantesti announced his retirement in late August, and I think we all know that we had some big shoes to fill at that point in time. Under Jim's leadership, GREDF has been an integral player in hundreds of economic development projects. He truly helped make our community an economically vibrant one. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate all your good work for the last 27 years. I also want to thank Phil Conover for his service as interim president during this period of transition. I know Phil's here somewhere, and I want to thank him, Phil. Today, on behalf of the Board of Directors, I'm pleased to welcome Marcel Wagner as the new president of the Great River Economic Development Foundation, an 11-member committee consisting of myself, community leaders, and GREDF board members, many of whom are here today, recommended Marcel after a six-month-long nationwide search. This search process was very involved, and this committee all went above and beyond. Please join me in thanking the committee for their service. Marcel was unanimously approved by the GREDF Board of Directors attending a special meeting just last week. His years of experience as an economic development professional and proven track record made him stand out among the pool of strong local and national candidates that we interviewed. Before Marcel comes up to say a few words, I would like to invite Mayor John Spring and former chairman of the Adams County Board, Mike McLaughlin, both of whom also served on the search committee, to share a few comments. So, Mayor Spring.
Thank you, Tim. Good morning, everyone. It's good to be here with all of you this morning for this terrific day, welcoming Marcel to our community. As Tim said, we had a thorough, you know, search for someone to replace a veteran that left us after 27 years, and to fill the shoes of Phil Conover, who's been interim, who's done a magnificent job in following in Jim's footsteps. But today we welcome Marcel, who we know, with his vast amount of experience, similarities between where he is coming from and what we have to offer here in the Gem City, that he will do a terrific job for us. So it is a great pleasure for me to welcome him on behalf of all of our citizens here into the community. As well, I look forward to working with Marcel. After all, that's our goal, is to continue to grow our community. And we know in this community, if you have healthy businesses, healthy manufacturers, healthy industries, healthy retail, healthy, you know, healthcare, education, you have a great community, a community that we can all be very proud of. Yesterday morning, and I know that Marcel will get this opportunity, I was able to spend some time with Michael Larson, who is the CEO of Gardner Denver. And I know all of us have grave concerns about Gardner, because we only hear what's put out there. And it's not, you know, what's the real truth is, they're going to grow that business. And, you know, they don't do a real good job, and I tell them from time to time about this, promoting themselves. Michael informed me they've hired 20 new people here in Quincy. Now, nobody knew that, but that's a great sign. So I know Marcel will be engaged with companies like that, many of the companies that are here in this room and the businesses in this room. So it is truly a pleasure. I'm thrilled that Marcel will be our new president for GREDF, and look forward to working with him, the challenges that we have ahead, but all the good things of our community. This is, without a doubt, the best community in the Midwest. I know that because I travel enough. I hear the horror stories in these other communities, and not Quincy. Quincy is head and shoulders above everybody. So thank you, Marcel, for accepting this position, and welcome.
Good morning and welcome. Great turnout. I know when I came down to the board meeting this morning and I saw the white smoke coming off the top of the chimney, we had the right president chosen, so But as Tim said, after 6 long months of a search, it's amazing that we might have a pope in a few days, and we took 6 months, so I can tell you that we did our due diligence. And to Jim and Phil, thank you for your many years of service, and to Phil for filling in. Marcel just stood out as a candidate to the search committee, I think, and his community involvement along with his wife, I think, will be a very, very good fit for the Quincy and Adams County area. And on behalf of the Adams County Board, Marcel, welcome. Thank you.
Well, again, thank you, Mike, and thank you, Mayor, for your service on the committee. We really appreciate that on behalf of Greta and the community. A little bit about Marcel. Marcel has spent the past 21 years with the Allen Economic Development Group in Lima, Ohio, the last 19 years as its president and CEO before retiring from that position in January. Marcel is a certified economic developer and former chair of the International Economic Development Council Certification and Education Committee. He was an executive committee member of Team Ohio through the Ohio Economic Development Council, as well as former chair of the Allen County Workforce Investment Act Board and Allen County Revolving Loan Fund. During his tenure with AEDG, Marcel developed and implemented a regional marketing plan and targeted industries marketing program, established a foreign trade zone, oversaw the development and sale of 5 spec buildings, participated in the startup of 2 entrepreneurship centers, and administered a private loan fund, among many other activities. Please help me welcome Marcel Wagner, the new president of the Great River Economic Development Foundation.
I think the smoke is actually gray, not white. First of all, I want to say that it's a privilege and an honor for me to have been selected for this position. When you go through a search process as a candidate, there's certain things you look for, and the fit has to be just as good on your side as it does on the community side. And it became very clear to me very early on that this was a community that I would like to serve. And I look at the economic development profession as a service to the community. There's nothing more important that we can do than to help retain existing jobs, work with companies that are here, and hopefully attract new jobs, both through the growth of existing industries and hopefully the attraction of some new industries. In the economic development business, as the mayor just said, if Gardner Denver added 20 jobs, people just kind of yawn and say, well, that's very nice, we're supposed to do that. But when the new company comes in with 10 new jobs, that the new nameplate, well, let's get the high school band out and we'll have a parade. So it's always been an interesting business. My background has been as a regionalist. A community is successful because of the success of its region, and I'm excited to see and learn more about the tri-state partnership. I got a call yesterday from a gentleman that I worked with in Ohio who is now over in the Northeast Missouri Power Co-op, and he and I worked together. We're on the formative board for Team Ohio, which was the former marketing arm. Gordon Ibsen, who's one of their engineering folks, just a great person. And the gentleman that now runs the Missouri Partnership is also a good friend. So it's these coincidences and contacts that made me feel this would be a good place to be. But I think the most important thing was the process that this board and this search committee put together with the staff and with your leadership really said to me that this is a community that wants to work collaboratively, that wants to establish strong partnerships, and has had a great heritage under Jim's leadership of doing that. And I hope to be able to continue that and build on that. The heritage that's been established here is critically important, and now it's up to all of us to work together to do those things that take us above and beyond. My wife and I look forward to moving to the community. Hopefully today, I think I found some place to live, so I won't be living in my car or in the hotel. And talk to my wife this morning, and she said, I think that would be a good place to live. So she will be coming sometime in the middle of the year. She runs our Habitat for Humanity Restore Shop in Lima, Ohio, and we're celebrating our fifth year as a retail store. We build two houses a year from the proceeds of the store, and right now Lima is building our 50th home with Habitat, so I hope to we also be able to get involved in that enterprise somewhat as well. But it's all a part of being a part of a community. I look forward to living here, to working here, to getting to know each one of you. Don't be offended if I don't remember your name, but I'll say, hey, it's great to see you again, and sooner or later I'll know who you all are. But it's been the support of this board and especially of the staff. Maggie and Megan have, both during the process and since I've been here on Monday, it was so affirming when I walked into my hotel on Sunday night and there was a nice big basket that the staff, Connie and the staff, had put together. And the most special part was I come with a 9-pound white ball of fur named Roscoe, and there was a welcome gift for Roscoe. So he'll be my family, hopefully, for the couple of months we're here. But Karen and I are looking forward to getting here, to being an active part of the community, and to getting to know each and every one of you. One of the interesting things were the similarities that we found between Lima, Ohio, and Quincy, Illinois. When I first saw the Quincy ad, I had no idea. I looked at it on the map, and I said, geez, that's 475 miles west of Lima, Ohio. And the more I researched it, I said, this is a great fit. Lima was a city of about 45,000, 44,000 people. You take out the prisons, it was 42.5. A county of 110, but also the core city in a multi-county region. That made me feel very, very much at home. It was a conservative Republican county with a Democratic mayor. Does that remind you of anything? What we found over the years that the partnerships between the Economic Development Organization, between the city and the county, and the businesses are what makes us successful, and that's what I really hope to bring as a part of this. Spent 2 days with Nikki and Megan and Maggie, and they've done an excellent job in the transition along with Phil. I came in, I understood where the budget was. We have some challenges, but as I said to the board this morning, every development organization in the United States has challenges with funding, with membership. But what I found here is a unique dedication by the staff and the board and the citizens of this community, both on the public sector side and on the private sector side, to make this a great place. And I hope to have a little something to do with that continuing over the next few years. We run a very open office. Very rarely close my door. Please feel free to pop your head in if you've got a comment or a criticism. That's what makes us better as an organization, and we're open to hearing those. I hope to get out and meet with all of you. My first challenge is to meet one-on-one with all of our board members, and then with the city and the county, and then the other subdivisions, and then the businesses. So tomorrow I'm having lunch with the manager of your downtown partnership, who oddly enough was the chief Boy Scout executive in Findlay, Ohio, when I was on the Black Swamp Area Boy Scout Council. And so I've been finding all these little similarities and hookups between, you know, where I'm coming from and where I'm going to, and they're very, very positive. I'm just excited about being here. So thank you very much.
Well, again, thank you, Marcel. We're really happy that you're here, and we, again, want to welcome you and Karen and Roscoe to our community, and just looking forward to working with you in the future. So this concludes our press conference for this morning. Feel free to stop by and introduce yourself to Marcel, and have a good day. Thank you.